Leading chip maker Intel has been taken to court by Advanced Micro Devices. AMD's lawsuit alleges that Intel uses its dominant market power to keep customers from buying AMD chips. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
AMD alleges that Intel engages in coercive, abusive, and illegal practices. Tom McCoy is AMD's executive vice president of legal affairs.
There are 38 companies that are identified in the complaint who are victims of these practices. This begins with major OEMs such as HP and IBM, all the way down to retailers that we're all familiar with.
In its complaint, AMD alleges that Intel, which dominates the market for x86 microprocessors, forced major customers into exclusive Intel-only deals. They couldn't buy AMD chips. In return, the customers got outright cash payments, special pricing, or market subsidies. Other companies, the complaint alleges, were forced into deals that severely restricted the number of AMD products they could buy. As Simon Yates of Forrester Research notes, similar allegations were found to have merit by Japanese regulators earlier this year.
So there is a precedent based on that Japan ruling that Intel has done this in the past.
Intel says while it disagrees with the findings of Japanese regulators, it will comply with their recommendations. Reacting to yesterday's lawsuit, Intel said, quote, AMD has chosen once again to complain to a court about Intel's success, with a legal case full of excuses and speculation. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.